When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Episode 1888 of the number one podcast in Apple Podcasts for Job Search. You are listening to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. You know, next week is episode 1900. We are the number one show in Apple Podcasts for Job Search, with no show even close to us for number of episodes. And one of the reasons that is I have a commitment to helping you find work. Now, I did that for many years as a recruiter. Please don't hold that against me. The fact of the matter is, if you look at my LinkedIn profile, you'll see thousands of endorsements for work that I did when I did recruiting. Now, even more as a coach, I help people find work. I help them in their leadership and help people be more effective in their careers overall. This show is about mistakes that your resume makes, and I'll simply say it's things that you actively do and passively do that come back and bite you. Hope you find this show helpful. Hope you make corrections in your resume so that they don't wind up hurting you. 9.5 years of this show, November, episode 2000 and the 10th anniversary of this show. I hope to make it a wonderful celebration. And with that, let's just get going now, okay? Mistakes that your resume has, you know, you've either included the wrong things or you're not doing the right things. And I want to point out a couple of easy things to correct, right? So I've got a list of 10 plus one bonus. Ooh, the bonus. So item number one is you've got typos and grammar mistakes. Now, when you're word processing your resume, you know, there is a spell checker and a grammar checker in Word. There's no reason to have spelling errors. There's no reason to have grammatical errors. Just run the spell checker and then do a visual scan for words that, if misspelled, would also be a word. So, you know, a novel approach, and novel used to be confused with one another back in the day, and would get through a spell checker. So you just want to do a quick scan for words that, if misspelled, would also be a word, because your spell checker won't pick up on that. Number two is your resume is ridiculously long. Now, I know for some people who work in consulting, their tendency is to provide enormous amounts of information about role and responsibilities, accomplishments, technology utilized, and what have you. And you have to keep your resume down to 2 pages. Think of that as being the benchmark. And I don't want you to do 2 pages in 6-point font. That's unreadable. So no one will take the time to dig into your resume to find out whether you actually fit. And you're going to be relegated to submitting your resume through applicant tracking systems. You don't want to be doing that. What you want to be doing is submitting a resume that the person who's referring you for the job will find pride in doing it with, rather than going, oh God, 6-point, and just hit delete and then blame it on the fact that the hiring manager decided not to see you. Okay, so keep your resume to 2 pages. Number three, oh, by the way, there was an interesting suggestion from someone that think in terms of a page for every 10 years. Interesting idea, okay? Number three is your resume releases information that's confidential. What's confidential? Well, whatever your employer decides is confidential. So, for example, in consulting, it might be who the client is. If you're a senior manager, it might be how a specific process is done or the amount of revenue that it is generated. You don't want to be the one who reveals it. And some organizations know which firms have confidentiality expectations of their employees. So be aware of that and don't put yourself in the position of being rejected for that reason. Number four, you have creative formatting issues. You know, some people have these wild-looking resumes. That's probably not you, but you may go to the other extreme. Strange fonts, too small fonts, like I mentioned before, to try and jam in information. I just put it into the category of creative formatting. You don't want to be creative unless you're in a creative field, in which case you've got a design eye. To the typical employee, that can include shading in your resume because any text that's within the shading is unreadable to an applicant tracking system. Again, if you're not submitting it to an ATS or not uploading it to a job board, then that might not be an issue. But most of you will minimally submit it to a job board, in which case systems may have trouble reading it as part of the search. So just be aware of that and avoid anything that's particularly design-oriented unless you're in a design role. You write in generalities. That's number five. Without really being clear about what your specific part in the work is. So you speak about the group, you speak about the team, you speak about the division, you speak about the organization, what we did was, and you don't talk about you. You don't talk about what you did as part of the team. And the result winds up being there's no real information about what your contribution was. They're not going to take for granted that you, as part of this totality, had the total responsibility, unless you tell them that. So just be aware of this and try and always get to the point where you're talking clearly about what you did and what your role was. Another mistake people make is they submit the same resume without real tailoring. You know, the issue there is no job description is identical. So why would one resume fit all job descriptions? They should call me, some people will say, but they won't. They're busy. They want you to take the time to make the fit clear to them because they're busy. You're there to serve them. And the service is a pretty simple one. You know, you wind up, unless you wind up being clear about what your experience is that relates to the role, the likelihood is you're not going to get the interview. So another thing people do is their resume in Word is hard to read. So too small, the formatting issues. I'll always mention embedding because I saw it again yesterday. Some systems struggle with embedded headers, and there's no reason for them anymore. At a time when people used to receive mailed or faxed resumes, it was important to have the header at the top to make it clear what page number this was, whose resume it was, stuff along those lines. There's no reason for that. You just need to send the stupid resume and use the available space that you would normally say, I'll use my own name, Jeff Altman, page 2 of 2, okay? They don't care that it's page 2 of 2. They know it's page 2 of 2. They're reading on a screen. It's no big whoop. Next thing is your resume doesn't have a zip code. How are they going to find you in the future in their system unless you have a zip code? I'll use New York as an example. You live in Teaneck. The job is in Fort Lee. They're not searching for Fort Lee, New Jersey. They're searching by zip code and a certain distance around Fort Lee, New Jersey to find people who are will be suitable. Without the zip code, they're not going to search for it. So make sure it's there. A bigger mistake, though, is that your resume, and particularly the summary area of the resume, don't really have enough keywords built into them. Think in terms of how these systems work and how people's eyes work. If you're submitting a resume for a job that requires certain skills and certain experiences that will be expected, you'll be expected to perform in the role. You've done this functionality in another organization, and you've used those skills in another organization. You stuff the summary area with those skills and functionality, because it's true. And in the body of the resume, as you continue on, you demonstrate that more. If you're submitting it through an ATS, the system is going to recognize at least two instances of these terms, and the result will wind up being more likelihood of an interview. If it's being submitted directly to a hiring manager, you're making it clear to them that you've done these, you've used this functionality and you've used these, have these particular skills, and it just makes sense to make it clear. Another thing people do, this is number 10, by the way, and then I've got a quick bonus right behind it. Your resume is boring. It's just not interesting. It's badly written. And the result winds up being that no one is really interested. So you don't want to be boring. You want to bring some personality into it. And yes, it's a writing style that's basically alive rather than feeling dead. There's a resume someone hired me to critique yesterday. And frankly, he was trying to demonstrate he was a project manager, and I know he isn't. And you know, as I wrote back to him, I said, you have two instances of the term project manager, and you say this is keyword rich for program manager. It isn't. You know, there's no expression of your work as a program manager here. So I just want you to understand the service that you hired didn't accomplish what they set out to do or what you asked them to accomplish for you. And the rest of the text was boring. You know, I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. No discussion of the impact of the person's work. It was dull. You don't want it to be dull. You want to make it exciting and alive in much the same way as you would if you're presenting to a group. So bring it to life. And the bonus one is you're caught in obvious lies. I'll tell you, folks, these recruiters who you're dealing with, both agency and corporate, know their stuff. And they can smell BS. Why? How? Easy. Number one, they've got a ton of data. If you start exaggerating, people will catch it. You know, there's just lots of ways to catch the lies. Don't lie. Eventually, it gets caught. And who's at risk? You. That's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get information and advice from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog. There's a lot there to help you with your job search, hiring more effectively, managing and leading, and workplace-related issues. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call or schedule yourself in for coaching. Obviously, I'm going to charge for that, but I can help you with interview preparation, leadership coaching, salary negotiation advice, making a good decision between different offers, anything related to improving yourself in the workplace, I can coach you about. If you have questions for me, you can schedule 15 minutes with me at thebiggamehunter.us/live, or you know, a less expensive way is at thebiggamehunter.us/video answers, where you leave a message for me and I'll respond with a 3 to 5 minute video. Connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. I can assure you, your network will expand a lot by connecting with me. And finally, watch me on TV. Download the Job Search TV app for Fire TV, Fire Stick, Apple TV, Roku, like 90 different manufacturers. I'll be back tomorrow with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a terrific day. Be great!
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new vegan mixed berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Con el nuevo iPhone SE por menos de $100 en Metro, conquistas todo. El iPhone más accesible en la marca número uno en prepago. Estudia online o conéctate por FaceTime.
Hola, ma.
El iPhone SE lo tiene todo. Cámbiate a Metro y obtén el iPhone SE por $99.99 al canjear el reembolso tras 6 meses de servicio con autopago. Metro by T-Mobile. Conquista tu día. Límite 1 por cuenta hogar al cambiarse y validar ID. No válido para números activos de la red de T-Mobile o en Metro los últimos 90 días. Aplican restricciones. Visita una tienda para detalles.